Nick Adkins at Nick is in PDX. I'm here with Dave Chase, which is at Chase Dave on Twitter. A true digital health rock star right here, so it's good to be here. We're standing outside the Innovation Lab at Exponential Medicine in sunny San Diego. And so, Dave, you and I are... We live in parts of the country right now where we're going to have rain for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Right?
So you're nice and green, nice and green. Yeah, gotta love it.
You're in Seattle. Yeah. I'm in Portland, and it's nice to see the sunshine here. Yeah. Really good to see you, Dave. Tell me what's going on in your life right now.
Well, I am making a film. It's sort of, we describe it as kind of the Big Short / Supersize Me for healthcare. It's called The Big Heist.
Yep.
And so we're going to tell a story that is hiding in plain sight, but nobody seems to know.
Yeah, I see a lot of this happening on Twitter. Yeah. The hashtag is hashtag the big heist.
Yep.
And you've got some very awesome people involved in this already. You want to name some of those?
Yeah. I mean, we've had my business partner is a guy named Doug Barry, and he's been kind of straddled the VC and entertainment world, first outside money in Pandora, involved in TiVo. He's got a next generation movie studio that takes social media stars and basically builds direct to digital film around them. And then we've had consulting with Nick McKinney and Megan O'Hara, who come out of the Daily Show and Morgan Spurlock and Michael Moore world. So have, you know, Peabody winning, Emmy winning, Oscar nominated folks that know how to tell a great story.
Right. And I think Jonathan Bush and Z-Dog, and you've got a whole bandwagon of people out here that are just fired up over this thing. So
Jonathan caught wind about this, and he's never afraid to shake things up. And he's a big supporter of the film. Z-Dog's a creative force and a genius.
And so
definitely bringing as many people on as we can.
Yeah, a lot of people stoked to see this thing come out. So, Dave, tell me, what are you seeing here on the ground this year at Exponential Medicine that's really got you excited?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. I mean, I would say the last bit was they were talking about Village HealthWorks. It was basically about building a healthcare system from the ground up in Burundi.
Right.
Amazing story. And, you know, necessity is a mother of invention. And I love that. I loved what Mark Hyman was talking about. And then, of course, you know, I've spent my entire career in tech. I love tech. And there's a lot of amazing things. I mean, I'll talk a little bit about how I don't think we necessarily have the right foundation for a lot of these great exponential technologies, and that's part of why we're making the film. It's kind of fallow ground for that, the way the healthcare system is now, and so we'd like to change that and avoid the situation of these great technologies getting pushed out 10 years or more, or frankly, even backlash, you know, as people are under economic duress, and they may feel that some things may create job loss, you know, and other misconceptions potentially. We think there's a better way to address that and create sort of fertile ground for what we call Health 3.0.
Right. And so the film, my understanding of it, it's a documentary take. It's going to be a little snarky, right?
Yep.
You know, how much of the film is going to be about defining the problem, and how much of the film is going to be about giving some potential solutions to how we actually get this shit done? So, I mean, I'm just trying to, I hope you have, you know, an equal amount of time, you know, saying, well, this is how we're going to fix this thing.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, I like to focus in on the positive. People do need to understand where things are coming from and why we're there. I call it, I don't call it a documentary. I call it, if anything, a mockumentary, but certainly a satire. Because the idea is to reach everyday American, and you're not going to do that with a wonky, you know, there's a lot of great PBS documentaries. So we will point out the issues and the extent of the collateral damage, both at the human level as well as the societal level. But really the thing that stokes me every day is these folks who've already actually solved the problem. Every structural problem to fix healthcare has already been invented. It's already proven and scaled. Modestly, just not, it's not the mainstream. And so we want to highlight these things, and it's actually not that complicated. You put a few of the right things in place, and you see organizations that are literally spending 20, 30, 55% less per capita on benefits, with benefits packages that are what are better than 99% of the workforce. I mean, it's something everybody should want and does want. They just don't know about it. And so we'll
it's an expose.
Definitely. So we'll highlight some of the absurdities of the current system, and we have some ideas of how we can shine a light on really the heroes. I mean, I look at this as, the only film that I can think of in healthcare that's tried to take on healthcare in a satirical, humorous way that I can think of is Michael Moore's Sicko, which was 10 years ago. And, you know, he's certainly a very successful filmmaker, but you know, the challenge with Michael is only half the country will listen to him. And so we are fiercely nonpartisan in our approach. And what we find is the folks who've actually solved these problems, there's ideas that you would consider maybe bleeding heart liberal ideas, and they're being implemented by conservatives. And then you have ideas that would be so-called conservative ideas, and they're being implemented by former Democratic Party hacks. So they sort of cross boundaries, and that's what we want to shine a light on.
Yeah, Dave, it's so awesome to finally meet you in real life. I mean, you and I have been playing on Twitter for years, and you're recently a new member of the Pink Sox tribe, which is awesome. And your profile and everything, you know, that I've read about you and heard about you, and the stories, you know, it's also full of heart. You know, your heart speak. It just and it really is. You know, I can feel the love coming out of you. Yeah. So you're real and genuine and authentic, and I really appreciate you being your true self.
Yeah.
And we need more of you, brother. So
there's a lot of us out there.
There's a lot of us.
We just need to all get out of the closet. And,
you know, and a lot of us have pink socks on.
Yeah, we
just got to find each other. Yeah. So that's it. So I really appreciate you being here, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the interview.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
When I gave the word, now in